It's a real pleasure for me to be with you folks today and participate in the seminar. I think it's very important for you to realize at the inception that you are practically participating as a midwife in the rebirth of an industry. The past 50, 100, or 200 years of our industry will be no more like the next 10 or 20. In college, I learned that the core of civilization is sound. The function of our industry is to make beautiful sound. We are therefore sharing a wonderful experience together that makes a beneficial contribution to the lives and welfare of many people and many communities. Our venture together is fulfilling, and it's soul satisfying because we do serve the broad cause of civilization. Many may call this very idealistic, but personally, I like to feel that it is a realistic idealism that is founded in sound. Serving the needs and wants of consumers on this intelligent basis, those who insist on the old techniques of pure sound, will in all probability slide further and further downhill. I would like to impress on you that there are really only two vital factors that will allow you to perform professionally. One part of the problem, and I would say is about one third of the problem, has to do with exciting dramatic displays that clearly tell a woman that you know sound, and that she can entrust herself to you at this important time in her life. Two thirds of the job has to do with whether you have sufficient knowledge and ability to handle her with sound, and give her professional sound. This is really the reason that we're all here together today. The secret weapon of the future is knowledge, and it happens to be the fastest growing industry in the world. Many other people can copy the displays of our great sound. But it is always very, very difficult to copy the things that are in your head in the way of education and ability. It is absolutely vital that your customers know that you not only care about them and their problems, but that you are also capable of helping them achieve their dreams of sound. Really, your belief and your dedication to this philosophy of service and your devotion to professionalism will bring you nothing but success and happiness. Now remember, it's not easy to become knowledgeable, but it is very worthwhile, because your contribution to sound will help you realize every one of your own ambitions. What we really are doctors, and we can experience the same pleasure of professionalism enjoyed by doctors or lawyers. I beg of you, remember that the lovely, sophisticated today demands this, and she will not accept mediocrity. She wants honest, sincere, knowledgeable service. And if you will follow this road, you will be proud of yourself, and you are bound to be eminently successful. Now, we're delighted that you are with us in this great venture, and we assure you that we will do everything within our power to support your efforts. We will make available to you every conceivable that our organization can give. We will devote ourselves to more and more beautiful integrated product lines that will make your job easier. And we will try to combine the best of big business methods and techniques with the tremendous power of individual entrepreneurship that you and your organizations represent. There is no question in my mind that we can expect the same degree of reciprocation from you. We need your heart and dedication, and we need your best efforts in this great endeavor. We cannot be successful without you, and I do not believe that you can be successful without us. We must continue to team up and work together to serve, and then we cannot fail.
I appreciate your attention and it's been wonderful to be with you today. And I wish you all the luck. Thank you.
Thank you.